でるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるるる
るるるるるる
るるるるるるWow, you're so talented. How do you do this?
No, that was funny.
Today, Yama-chan did the bass, and I'm the... What is this called? Well, not the bass, but the...
Melody? But?
Melody? I couldn't think of anything. You were so talented. I'm surprised you could do this, like, on first sight.
Okay, that was... But that was nice melody.
Thank you. A
little bit similar to the bass line, but... Okay.
I want to talk about money versus happiness.
Okay,
like, just like what we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah.
What's your take? What's your take on this?
Yeah.
Do you think having more money leads to more happiness?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. And do you think... There's research shown that around 700K? 700K?
Mm-hmm.
年収700万.
Mm-hmm.
When you go... Over the 700万 level, your happiness and your 年収 level does not match.
Right.
The curve is gonna go slower.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple. I can imagine that I have one cup of water when you're thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
That will be so. Appreciate the water,
mm-hmm.
but after that, like drink 2 liters of water,
mm-hmm.
It's not make me happy.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you think it happens.
Yep.
What do you think about, have you heard of golden handcuffs? You know what those are?
Golden
handcuffs.
What was that?
It's a very interesting topic that I ran into the
mm-hmm.
other day. Golden handcuffs are, when you, let's say you have a job that pays,
Hapyakuman,
right? And your lifestyle starts adjusting to that Nation Hapyakuman. So you start buying houses, you start buying Mercedes, and you start buying, you know, all these fancy things, and you start drinking out every night. You start going to a Kabakura, you start spending fuckload of money.
Yeah.
And now your lifestyle has adjusted to the Hapyakuman.
Okay.
Hapyakuman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no way for you to downgrade them. Like,
yeah,
you've got yourself into a loan.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay monthly fees every month.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You're so used to the lifestyle with the 800 yakuma yen
mm-hmm.
that you can't adjust to a lower
mm-hmm.
Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's golden handcuffs. Like your
handcuffs.
Okay,
Tejo
mm-hmm. golden handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck in the lifestyle
mm-hmm.
of what you have now.
Okay.
That you can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
You can't downgrade them any lower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's golden handcuffs.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty interesting to me.
Yeah.
And I've lived my life on. I've had days where I lived pretty poorly, where when I started opening my restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I lived very poorly. I was, I had zero income, and I had to not spend at all.
Right.
For the first few months.
Pay rent.
Right. I had to pay rent. I have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't in debt, so that was a saver for me. But
mm-hmm.
I did not have the income that I needed to live the life that I had before, where I was being protected by a corporate job. Right.
Yeah.
So. Was I happier? Yes, I was happier because I wasn't caught up in the stress life of a corporate job.
Yeah.
But like financially, I wasn't happy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I first quit my corporate job, I thought that the only thing that mattered was being non-stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Being stress-free was the biggest and the only factor of things that led to happiness. But when I started working by myself,
mm-hmm.
I was able to accomplish the stress-free lifestyle, which was a huge upside, which I wasn't wrong about it being the biggest factor of leading it to happiness. Mm-hmm. But I also felt that after about half a year of me being into the restaurant industry and being working for myself, I started feeling like me wanting money.
Yeah.
Like, that was the honest self. I was a little bit ashamed of myself for not recognizing that, but that was me being honest. Like, I'm being very transparent here. Like, I wanted money. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to eat better. I wanted to eat vegetables.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to sometimes drink with my friends. Mm-hmm. I did not have the money for that, right? Yeah. So I started craving for them. I started wanting more and more. Mm. In that point of my life, I thought that was pretty interesting because, you know, because... because, you know, for such a long time, I thought that money wasn't the driving factor of happiness. Mm-hmm. That's why I decided to quit my high-paying corporate job, started working in the way I wanted to, with the people who I wanted to. That was, I thought, was the ultimate answer, right? But it wasn't. It wasn't the ultimate answer. There was money factor involved in me being happy. And that was a big...
Right.
Big aha moment. Not an aha moment, but like big big news.
Mm-hmm.
Big news inside me.
Yeah,
big news.
I, you know, I understand you.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think if you got, like, let's say like 300,000 yen, 300,000 yen, and you will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got 800,000 yen, do you think you'll be happier than that? I mean, if you have 300,000 yen nenshu, I think that will be pretty much enough to go to the gym, like eat vegetables daily.
Yes.
Like hanging out with friends a couple of times a month. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's the, for me, that's enough for me, 300,000 yen. Then if you have happy mind, you think you'll be happier than that?
Logically, no. Logically, I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
But like deep down, like I feel it. Being very transparent again, like deep down, I feel like there's a part of myself that's saying I could be happier with the 800.
Okay.
Why
is that?
I don't know why. Maybe it's golden handcuffs, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm already trapped in the golden handcuffs, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I... me experiencing the first corporate job, which was like the highest paying job I've ever had.
Yeah.
That could have put handcuffs on me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But maybe. I once did a test for myself. I got an Excel sheet. I got a blank Excel sheet, and I listed out the most desirable lifestyle I wanted to have. I wanted, like, okay, how much do you want to drink out every day? How much good quality house do you want to live in?
Mm-hmm.
How much, where do you want to live in?
Right.
How much money do you want to spend on your hobbies or new businesses that I'm interested in? How much do you want to put aside for that?
Mm.
And I listed out everything, and that was like 400,000 yen per year, and that was enough.
Yeah.
That was enough. So, I mean, I could probably get to that point. I'm confident I could get to that point, but there's a part of me that's aiming for a much higher goal. And I still haven't figured out why.
Okay.
I still have not. And I am a bit worried that I am a money craver guy. That's what I'm worried about. Like,
why are you worrying about
that? I don't know why. Because I have this huge blank idea that chasing for money will not lead to happiness.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a huge, like, idea.
Or, right. You know, right. Money is something to spend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, if you have a happy mind or maybe 1億円 or 1,000,000 or 3,000,000 or more,
mm-hmm.
you can spend that money.
Yes.
To make you happy, right?
Yeah.
So unless you're using money in the right way,
mm-hmm.
that will never cause you problem.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You think so?
I mean, logically, I understand. Like,
yeah.
That's legit logic right there. That's mm-hmm. 100%. I understand. Yeah. Like, at the same level.
Okay.
I probably can't, I'm not swallowing it. I'm just not, I don't know why. I don't know why. Like,
okay.
I've, like, thoroughly, like, went through it
mm-hmm.
from 0 to 100. Like, I try to process it, mm-hmm. but I had no idea why.
Well, do you think your lifestyle will be changed if you have 1億円?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, my best guess would be, I would probably live in a Minatominai or Toyosu, where I've said in the past episode,
mm-hmm.
The places where I want to live in,
mm-hmm.
and probably eat more gourmets.
Okay.
More desirable gourmets that mm-hmm. I want to eat. Like, I want to eat more pizza. I want to eat more fancier dessert, maybe mm-hmm. something like that. I think that would change.
Expensive chocolates, maybe?
Yeah, things like that. Kaigai chocolate, things like that.
Okay.
Maybe that would change, but I don't think. I'm not sure. I'm only guessing here, but mm-hmm. I don't think the others would change that much. Like, I'm not into, like, material things. But I do like Kaden, but, like, you know, not like, I don't want a Ferrari. I don't want...
Right. Rolex.
I'm not interested in that. So I can't see myself completely going in the direction of, like, a cliche millionaire kind of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I can't see myself into going there. That's my best guess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what was the original question?
There wasn't an original question. Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What is your desirable nanshu?
Oh. Well, I will be appreciated if that will be as much as I can imagine.
Uh-huh.
Like, tons of billion dollars uh-huh. per month. That would be great.
How would you spend that money?
I think I don't spend,
mm-hmm.
but if I wish to have that, like, expensive electric guitar,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can buy that.
Uh-huh.
And I can play that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can make sound with that.
Uh-huh.
That all makes me happy, you know?
Uh-huh.
So... Yeah. Well, I'm saying this, like, I will appreciate if I have so many tons of dollars
uh-huh.
per year.
Uh-huh.
The reason I say this is I think, well, kind of, I'm a little bit sure
uh-huh.
that I think I don't change my lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
So
you don't want to change your lifestyle?
No. I think it won't be changed.
Uh-huh. Wait, do you think it's not gonna be changed, or do you not want to change?
I don't want to change.
Okay.
And thus it won't be changed.
Okay.
By money.
Okay.
So if I had so many money, that simply means I can, you know, do the things that I can do without money.
What do you mean?
Like, me, now I wanna have a guitar,
mm-hmm.
one electric guitar,
mm-hmm.
but I actually wanna make a little different sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I need a little, like, let's say a little electric piano maybe,
mm-hmm.
and I can buy that.
Uh-huh.
And that makes me happy.
Okay.
But if I don't have money, I won't buy that.
Yes.
Just, you know, that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It would only go to things that would definitely make you happy, which is for you currently
right.
making music.
Right.
Right.
Like, if I think I won't meet friends like every day and hang out every night. Mm-hmm. I don't think I will do that, mm-hmm. even if I will have money. I think I don't buy fancy cars, 7 Ferraris mm-hmm. in a garage. I don't think so. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm. You have a more clear vision than me or majority of the people. I feel like you, like I said before in the episode, you're very self-fulfilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I can, your answer was 100% self-fulfilling.
Right.
Like,
right. For me, having money itself is not fun. Mm-hmm. Like it means almost nothing to me. Mm-hmm. What makes me happy is if I can play the guitar, piano, the better singing, mm-hmm. like learning new things, mm-hmm. that's the important thing. So
God, you are fucking smart.
If I think I'm not smart, but that's, you know, me. Mm-hmm. So if I can buy several books mm-hmm. a month, mm-hmm. I think that'll be, you know, I'll be happy enough.
Mm. You don't know the admiration I have for you.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
You don't know. Like, it's... Wow.
Yeah. But one problem of mine, inside mm-hmm. of mine, is now I'm start thinking that I want to help someone, mm-hmm. and I want to be appreciated by someone.
Mm.
That's my, you know, little
admiration.
Wish.
Admired, right? You want to have...
You know, I want to be helpful.
Got it, got it, gotcha.
I want to help somebody with my... something, because, you know, learning is for me, mm-hmm. singing is for me, mm-hmm. you know, everything is just simply for me, mm-hmm. and I'm happy with that, mm-hmm. so it's quite closed.
What if it was like you putting out a piece of content that teaches people how to play the guitar, and people views the channel, mm-hmm. and they get value from it,
yeah.
does that fulfill what you're looking for?
That'll be happy. I'll be happy. But before that, mm-hmm. that's the second priority.
You yourself have to be happy.
Right, right. That's the first priority.
That is a different question I want to have for you.
Okay.
When will you fulfill yourself?
When?
Like, when will you be happy? Like, when do you think you can get to that next priority? Like, your first priority to mm-hmm. make yourself happy.
Yeah.
And how do you fulfill that? Do you see a goal? Like, you don't...
Right.
Do you get the question I'm asking?
Yeah. I don't have certain goal, mm-hmm. but now mm-hmm. I actually feeling that I should, you know, go to the next step a little bit.
Oh, your second priority? So your first priority has already met.
No. That's not going to change the priority.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm, you know, it's something like huge bowl.
Okay.
Oh, like little glass in a huge bowl.
Okay.
And little glass is my first priority. Uh-huh. And we're pouring the water.
Yeah.
And if it will be full,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, it will be the second priority.
Oh, okay.
So priority won't be changed.
Okay. So your first priority has already filled.
It's not filled, but it's...
Very
it's,
close.
It's being filled.
It's being filled.
I mean, oh, it's, and sorry, my poor English expression, but it's, you know, it's not something done uh-huh. today.
Right.
I have to keep that filled.
Right.
For forever.
Like, okay. So you have enough coming in.
I think
you have enough coming in so that you're still filling your first priority, which is to make yourself happy, mm-hmm. and there's also enough coming in to share what's coming in to your second priority, which is to make other people happy.
Right. Right. The word you are using, coming in, uh-huh. is a little bit, you
different.
Know, different from
okay.
my way, but uh-huh. basically that's right.
You have energy for it.
Right. It's rather than coming out.
Right.
Like,
you have enough energy to pour into your priorities.
Yeah. Like that.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So how do you not want to go all in on your first priority?
Sorry?
Do you not want to go all in? All in mm-hmm. on your energy. You have a 100% of energy,
yeah.
and you're saying you can put 80% of the energy on the first priority. Now you're thinking,
okay, that's a good question. Uh-huh. I'm not taking like this.
Uh-huh.
It's always 100%, and
okay,
you will only if it will be like 120%.
Uh-huh.
That can be go to that second priority.
So you're,
you know, it's not lost.
You have more energy than you can pour into.
Right.
Oh,
right. It's not being 80% or something like that. It's always 100%.
How does that happen? Making music for yourself mm-hmm. and you feeling fulfilled. How does that happen? Like, how can that reach to a maximum level?
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't think there's an end to it. Like, you can make more music.
Right, unlimited it won't music, be right? end.
Right. Like, you can... How can you not be able to pour more into making music?
Sorry?
You're saying
yeah,
that
yeah.
your first priority, which is to make music, which is to make yourself happy...
Yeah, and learn new things.
Learn new things. Has gotten enough. Has gotten...
Now I'm filled.
Full.
Filled. Filled with that.
Filled.
Yeah.
You're fulfilled.
Now. Yeah. I mean today. I mean now.
Now.
At the moment now.
At the moment you're fulfilled.
Yeah.
You were able to do music. You were able to learn new things.
Yeah.
Don't you want to go for more? You don't want to. You don't have desires for it.
For
you
what?
Can for learning new things.
Yeah, I do that.
You can learn new.
Yeah, that's not the amount uh-huh. I'm talking about. It's the you know, the yeah. It's hard to say that, but it's not amount
uh-huh.
of something like I made 100 songs.
Uh-huh.
It's like the.
Being able to put a check mark on it.
Yeah.
That you.
If I am moving, the speed I am moving to that place.
But you can put more energy into it and make it faster.
Right? Yeah, I do that. It will be faster.
Yeah. So why not take the energy that you're pouring
mm-hmm.
into your second priority, put it into the first priority, and make that go faster?
Well, actually, it is getting faster.
Oh, it is getting faster?
So that means 100%.
Uh-huh.
And you see that?
Shit, man.
I mean, it's like this curve.
Curve. There's a curve, right.
What's curve?
Learning curve?
Sine curve, right?
Okay. Oh, right.
The what was that?
Nijikyokusen? Yeah, Nijikyokusen yeah. curve, okay.
If, you know, it will be, you know, mm-hmm. speeding up.
Okay.
That means my 100%.
Whoa.
I'm not talking about the things I have
uh-huh.
or the things I made.
Uh-huh.
But what is important to me is how like how much power
uh-huh.
I am adding every single day.
So do you
the speed? I'm talking about speed.
Speed.
The gravity.
The gravity.
The speed. You know, power.
Is there unlimited amount of gravity you can put into it, or is there a limit? Is there a
Yeah, it's limited, I think, because we have 24 hours uh-huh, a day,
uh-huh.
and I have to sleep, of course.
So you're going at it to the maximum. You're pouring the maximum amount of gravity you can,
as
humanly as possible.
Okay, within gravity, 24. Gravity talking, it's unlimited.
Unlimited.
But physically,
right,
it's limited.
Because of the 24-hour time frame.
Right. And if I'll be very, very good at making music, that will be, you know, it's not limited. It's unlimited.
Right, right. So you're spending all your free time making music, which is your first priority.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have time for the second one?
Oh, actually, not that. I'll make time. I can make time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, actually, it's the same activity to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making music for me, for myself,
mm-hmm.
and using all free time.
Okay.
And once it will be full, I mm-hmm. think I can, you know, give this to someone. You see what I mean? It's not different activity.
Uh-huh.
That's the same thing I'm doing.
Uh-huh. Give it someone?
Yeah, like...
That's new.
Give my song to someone, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Or sell someone, uh-huh. I don't know, but...
That's priority number two.
Yeah.
You giving it to somebody.
Yeah.
And oh, okay.
Like, it's not the different activity. It's not.
I think,
like,
I got it.
Move on to the next thing.
I think I got it.
It's,
so it's the same activity.
Yeah.
It's just, okay, it's your first priority moving into an advanced level. Advanced level priority one.
Yeah, yeah.
Would be.
Right. I think so.
I guess.
I don't think it's advanced, but the next door. Like.
Got it. So the activities that fulfills you mm-hmm. involves creating music, and then it could possibly also giving away that music to somebody else for other people's
maybe.
Value.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd want to get that. You want to get it too.
Yeah.
I got
so
it.
So I'm not change this part.
Okay, I understand. So just because you're moving into priority number two, the priority number one would never. Be left out.
Right.
It would always have to come before priority
right,
two.
Right, right.
I gotcha, man.
Yeah.
I fucking gotcha, man.
Okay, but you know, it was really hard to explain
in
English.
That was a very difficult
idea. Sorry about that.
No problem, man.
So, oh.
30 minutes. Damn, that was a really long episode. Some deep episode right there, man.
I could make myself understood by everybody, but.
You're still learning.
Yeah.
You're still learning English.
Yeah.
Good.
That's a good thing to me,
right
too.
There. Yeah.
I have to make, you know
climbing up the stairs.
And being for someone.
Right there. Yeah, that's priority number one and two.
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, there's a lot of people that DMs us, you know, and says that our content is you know.
Fun.
And
yeah.
Appreciative.
Yeah, then I'm very happy I'm learning English.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys again. Can't thank you guys
enough.
All right. Goodbye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.